you tell us what led the secretary to decide to use that word, "We are sorry for the losses"?
Well, as Matt predicted, I'm going to say that the statement speaks for itself, and I'm not going to parse the words that were used.
Yes.
There you go.
I win any money for that?
But, you know, as the statement makes clear, there were mistakes made on both sides that led to the tragic loss of life, and we are both sorry for those.
But the "we are both sorry," though, on the next page, the way it's printed out here, that sounds like we are sorry for what the terrorists did to us, right?
Without parsing the statement, I think the intent here is that we are both sorry for the losses suffered by both our countries in this fight against terrorists. Please.
Is it fair to consider this an apology?
Again, the statement speaks for itself. The words are all there, and I'm not going to improve on it here.
So the lesson learned in this case is really to come out up front right away and apologize clearly without any, fogginess.
Saeed, that sounds like an editorial comment.
No,
I think the statement speaks for itself, and as you know, we've been working on this Glock issue for some time.
Why did it take so long for this apology to come forward?
Again, there were a lot of issues that needed to be worked through. You saw us do that at the technical level. You've seen us do it at the political level, and that's brought us to where we are here.
But I guess the question really is, why did it take so long to come out and say sorry? I mean, this isn't an Elton John song here. Sorry isn't the hardest word to say. It's pretty easy to say.
I think the
it's not a question about about parsing the statement. Why did it take so long?
Well, as we've been clear about for quite these many weeks, there were a number of issues that needed to be worked through that allowed us to get us to where we are.